own admissions that have not been denied today, you use a controlled substance in your religious practices. I've not heard any request to be released, similar to Ms. Quaintance, that you will forego those religious practices.
I've just been advised, and I was going to ask sort of provisionally, but since he's indicated that he will agree to do that, if Mr. Quaintance agrees not to possess or consume, or have anything to do with marijuana during the course dependency of this case, would Your Honor consider releasing him?
Well,
let me say one other thing. There's a person who's been identified to me who is a deacon, not a Baptist deacon. His name is Lathel Quaintance. He also lives in Pima, Arizona. He, I understand, has actually attempted to make contact with pretrial services this morning. He's not a member of the Church of Cognizance and doesn't have then the marijuana issues that most of Mr. Quaintance's other co-religionists do. So I guess the reason I interrupted is to say that we may well have somebody who's not burdened by these problems who would be willing and able to serve as a third-party custodian.
I would have to consider it. Pretrial, of course, certainly would consider it for the same reasons that I indicated about Mrs. Quaintance. With an adequate third-party custodian, with the secured bond, with enough drug testing, given the minimal criminal history and how old it is, we may be able to fashion some remedies. I'm a little bit more concerned about Mr. Krippner's statements, and I can't unring the bell. I heard them, and I need to consider those because he didn't implicate Mrs. Quaintance. He certainly implicated Mr. Quaintance, and if the church is engaged in further criminal activity, I certainly would throw that into the mix. What does pretrial say?
Yeah, Your Honor, if he does forego all the religious practices of the so-called sacrament and the suitable third party is located, conditions can be fashioned.
And Mr. Quaintance, the foregoing of your religious practices certainly would be conditioned upon the Article III judge making a determination about whether or not those religious practices were recognized and valid and allowed the limited use in your sacramental ceremony of marijuana. So it would be either a permanent thing if you lost that case or a temporary thing. But certainly I would consider those things, subject to the government making a showing. This is not a presumption case, I don't believe, or is it? No. Okay. All right. I'm going to detain Mr. Quaintance for now as a risk of non-appearance and a risk of danger for the reasons set forth in the pretrial services report.
Okay, and then if we have identified a third-party custodian, we can revisit the issue?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We can always do that.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. She keeps my notes someplace.
Yes.
Sure.